This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
King Jackson. He stays in the block. Jackson fires, and that will be intercepted in the end zone by Johnson. Karen Johnson. And only Jackson can stop him now. Too late to the end zone. Touchdown.
Also, one of the greatest moments ever for me inside that stadium. That's during the COVID year. There's only about 7,000 people in the stands. That's Bills, Ravens, Taron Johnson, pick six. Amazing. We're working through a lot of these memories today. Sal Capaccio with you on a Buffalo Football Friday here on the Northtown Automotive Extra Point Show. And, of course, it's brought to you by Celino Law. Car crash, call Celino. Call the eights. And by Crosby's Pizza and Subs, Crosby's hometown fuel, game day ready since 1922. Sean McDermott's going to join me here in a little while. We're still taking your calls. Pat Hammer at the bottom of the hour if you're going to the game, what the weather is going to be like as well. We got to get to all of that here on the Northtown Automotive Extra Point Show on WGR. Let's get to more of your phone calls here today. Jared is up next, who's in, where are you? Mansfield, it says, I think. Go ahead, Jared.
Yeah, I'm in Shrewsbury, New York here, Sal.
All
Happy
right.
New Year.
You got it.
Yeah, thanks for the interview with Mr. Munson. That was really fantastic.
Thank you.
Yeah, that was really good. I'm going to be turning 40 this year, so most of my memories in the stadium for Bills games was during the drought seasons. My dad took me to a few games in the 90s when I was probably too young, but my main memory growing up was when in the 99 season when the Bills hosted the Eagles earlier that season. And we're Syracuse fans, and McNabb was just drafted by the Eagles that year. Mm-hmm. So we went to the game hoping that the Bills could take care of our business so McNabb could get in, and he did. And that was a pretty cool experience, see my favorite team win, but also see McNabb play. I was also at the 22 home opener versus the Jets. That's the time that I became a Jets hater for them ruining that home opener with Bledsoe just signing. You got the new uniforms. Bledsoe leads them down at the end. The stadium goes crazy when he hits Eric Moulds. And then Chad Morton brings back the OT kickoff and just destroys everybody's spirits.
I think you said 22, but you meant 02, obviously. 02, yeah, for sure. He had two kickoff returns for touchdowns that game. It went to overtime, and he got one. Thank you very much, Jared. I appreciate the phone call. Alan's in Toronto. Hi, Alan.
Hi, Sal. January 15th, 1994. You didn't need a shoehorn to get into that game because it was only 61,923, and it was played in bitter cold temperatures. Los Angeles Raiders 23, Bills. The Bills were 29. They beat them 29-23. The temperature was 0 Fahrenheit. Winds 12 miles per hour. Wind chill minus 14. I still recall Tim Horton calling it Tim Brown caught an 86-yard TD pass from Jeff Hostetler near the end of the fourth quarter. And Bill Brooks caught the winning TD early in the fourth quarter from Jim Kelly, a 22-yard pass and run catch. Kelly was 27 for 37 for 287 yards. He had a great game that day. And then the following Sunday, the 23rd, I was at that game as well. 30-13 over Kansas City. Joe Montana was in his final year, and he was at the end of the line. He hardly played that game or that year. Yeah. And the weather was considerably better. It was 28-30 degrees. Marv Levy is 100 years old right now, and if by chance he's living, those two games are going to bring a big smile to his face.
Yeah, he's still alive, and he is 100, and that's amazing. And you're right about it. And I think a lot will be. A lot of what's happening on Sunday will be, you know, remembering and thinking of Marv for a lot of people. And I mean, I don't know. I don't think he's going to be there. I don't know. Like, I'm just saying that, you know, a lot of these memories are tied to Marv in a lot of ways, of course. Gary is in Nashville. Hi, Gary. You're on WGR.
Hey, Happy New Year, Sal.
You too. Happy New Year.
Hope the next 364 days go well for you. So Yeah, a lot of memories. Season ticket holder since 88, even though I'm down here for the past handful. And get to your point, Bill Munson, he went out with a girl at a place where I worked, where me and my girlfriend and then wife. Top-notch. Some of the stories that you find out from people over when you talk to them is just amazing, and Bill falls under that category. Beautiful human being.
Thank you. Yeah, he was great. I'm glad he was able to make it on today.
Yeah, that was pretty cool. But aside from all the big, you know, the comeback game, which I did stay and, you know, got in trouble with all our wives and girlfriends because we had eight season ticket holders that we were together, all friends, because we didn't make it home until like 8:30, 9 o'clock at night, and the game was, you know, an afternoon game at that point. The first one is obviously big to me, is Carolina Panthers 2001, two miserable teams. Carolina had, I think, one win, and we went into the game with either one or two wins, but it was 2001. My son was 7 years old, and for him, you know, Carolina Panthers were his second favorite team at that point. And so, you know, near the end of the game, we left our existing season tickets, went over to by the Bills bench, and it was great because it just happened to be when Travis Henry scored to win. We won by 1 point, 25-24. But, you know, to that, for me, and then he became a season ticket holder. As we got older, he took one of my friend's tickets, and we still have them today, even though we don't make it. He's down here in Nashville, too, and we get up for a few games a year. But that to me, you know, obviously the other fathers, you know, in that same realm feel that. But it was a win, and it was good weather because it was in December. So it was a memory amongst others. But, you know, that was special.
You got it, Gary. Thanks a lot. Appreciate the phone call. Jack is up next in Connecticut. Hi, Jack. Jack, you're on the air. Go ahead. Uh-oh. Jack, you there?
There was a gym in Connecticut.
Okay, I apologize. Yep, we got it. I got it wrong on my screen. My apologies. Go ahead.
All right, I'll keep it quick. I don't know if you remember. I mentioned my son that's a sports anchor in Rochester. I don't want to go there. But anyway, my memory was a 1975 Monday night game where a guy did the high wire act.
Yeah, that's right.
Across the netting.
Yeah. I do remember. There's video of that too. That's when kind of before the craziness now that's happened and the viral videos and Bills Mafia and all the stuff we saw in the shenanigans in the parking lot, you know, 10 years ago that was going on, before the Bills got really good and became more about football. That stuff was kind of the real kind of genesis of Bills fans being a little bit different, right, than a lot of other fans around the league. I grew up with that stuff, and people are like, oh yeah. The way that Bills fans party at games, and this guy walking out on the wire and the goalpost. That was happening on a Monday night game. Another John. All right, I think this is John in Connecticut. Go ahead.
Hi, Sal.
Hi.
Happy New Year.
You too. Sorry. Go ahead.
I'll be quick. But I have a season ticket. I grew up in the Super Bowl years in college, and one of the best memories ever is 9 a.m. every home game, drinking beer with my grandma in the tailgating. And it was the most classiest woman in the world. But she'd say, John, are we drinking a beer? I'm like, Grandma, it's 9 a.m. But my three favorite memories are, one that wasn't mentioned was a game, I think, against the Rams. It might have been Monday night, where Kelly was hurt and Rams were undefeated and Reich was playing. He was just horrible the whole game, horrible. And the last drive of the game, he brings us down, touchdown to Reed. We win the game, and we're like, where the heck did that one come from? I don't even remember the year, probably the Super Bowl years. But, obviously the one you mentioned, the 51-3 game was incredible because it was a celebration. I think after Taley's interception, whenever that happened in the second quarter, it was just a celebration after that. And my family and I went out to I don't think I can mention it, but a certain Italian restaurant in Hamburg afterwards. And the Bills, we used to go there after every game, and I was in the bathroom with Kent Hull, the late, great Kent Hull. And I had.
When you think about meal kit companies, what do you see? Probably long, complicated recipes and subscriptions you can't escape. But with the new Blue Apron, we're doing meal delivery differently. No subscription needed. Faster, easier meals. And the same dedication to quality we've always had. Shop 100 plus meals at blueapron.com.
Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Inform him that they were playing the Giants, because the Giants game was at 4 o'clock after their game, and they weren't even paying attention to who they were playing. And of course, we all thought we were going to beat the Giants because we'd beaten them regular season late with Reg playing. Kelly was hurt, and we obviously it didn't happen. But one last thing, the comeback game, Rick throws the interception beginning of the third period. I want to leave the game. And my brother goes, "We're not leaving the game. We're Buffalo Bills fans. Sit back down." So I sat back down.
Love it.
And then the crazy thing about that, so different than the 51-3 game, because you're on the edge.
Yep.
We take the lead on Reed's third touchdown catch, and then Houston drives the ball down to our 10-yard line, seconds left. I'm like, are we really going to lose this game? And then they never threw the ball in the end zone in those three plays and kicked a field goal and then, of course, the interception. So that was just a crazy...
Amazing, right? I mean, the confluence of events that happened there. And then the field goal they tried where the wind just picked up right at that moment and they had the bad snap, right, during that game. That happened as well. It was just kind of crazy. Thanks, John. Incredible memories. Steven in Florida's up next. Hi, Steven.
Hey, Happy New Year, Sal. Hey, I just have a couple of quick stories. These are all from the 70s. Well, first of all, I grew up in Buffalo in the University District.
Yep.
And my mom actually took me in the late 60s to a game at the Rock, the War Memorial Stadium. All I remember about that game is Dennis Shaw was the quarterback. But anyway, in the 70s, my Aunt Cora was actually in charge of the personnel in the stadium. So I got to work, I believe it was the 75 season. And I remember standing there, I had a break and watching the game and watching OJ run. And I was just jumping up and down yelling, "Juice, juice, juice." That was really exciting. And then also during that period of time, I was in Boy Scouts. So our troop got the honor of going out there at halftime and helping unfurl a full field American flag. So I was part of that, and that was a great experience. And then I remember, by the way, the Buffalo Evening News, the Sunday edition, there's comics. They had at least one season, a full page caricature in the comic section of all the Bills players for each week. So I had those tacked up on my wall. And then finally, I remember after a game standing there and waiting and waiting and waiting, and finally my boyhood hero, O.J. Simpson, came out, and I got his autograph, and he was about one of the last players to come out. So those were some real great memories for me, and unfortunately, I went in the I went in the military at the end of the 70s, and so I moved out of the area, and I never got to go to any of the other games after that. But I will say this, when the Bills played the Los Angeles Raiders in that blowout, the house that I went to, which was actually my wife's grandparents' house, it didn't have central heating. So the heat wasn't on when I got there. And so what I had to did was I just sat there in my parka watching the game. I figured, well, I'll make it as realistic as I can. Then I watched them blow out the Raiders 51-3.
So, amazing. Great. Yeah. Listen. First of all, Stephen, thank you for your service. I didn't know that. You moved away for that reason. I know you call from Florida a lot, so I appreciate you calling. Thank you for your service. I appreciate that and the memories. My first game ever, 1987, the strike-shortened season. Late in the season, the Bills have to win two games, New England at home and then at Philly. I go to the game against the New England Patriots with one of my best friends from high school, who is now a teacher at Orchard Park High School and a legendary volleyball coach in the area. And he joins me right now, Matt Lexner.
Hey,
Lex is on. What's up, buddy? Thanks for calling. I appreciate it. You came to mind today, and we love each other. We've been friends for 40-plus years, but my first ever game was with you and your brother-in-law.
Yeah, we went out there. It was in New England, and
It was bad weather, too, yep. from what I can remember. And actually, the play I always remember, Sean McNandy scooped up a fumble.
That's right.
And I think they blew it dead, though. But
they
lost. We ended up losing the game, and we missed the playoffs, correct?
That's right. And if you remember after the game, and I'm sure you remember this, because we parked somewhere kind of off the beaten path, the van was stuck, and we had to push. We were these high school kids, and we were pushing the van out of the stuck mud and snow, basically. Remember that?
That's right. It was snowy and mud. We were shoving this thing. It was a big van, too, right?
It was. And I think you and I, we went to almost every playoff game together after that.
We went to the Houston one where the very first one playoff game ever at Rich Stadium, right?
That was, yeah.
We sat with your brother, John.
Yeah, we did, and that was the one Curtis Duncan has the ball on the punt, but Steve Tasker causes the fumble, the muff, and then the Bills recover it. And then we had gone to a couple others. I remember being with you in the AFC Championship game against Kansas City when we knew the Bills were going to a fourth straight Super Bowl, and all you kept saying to me was, I can't believe they're going again. I can't believe they're going again.
It was unbelievable. I actually took my shirt off. It was freezing out.
You did. You took your shirt off. I did not do that. You took your shirt off. Do you have? If you ever had pictures of that, what would your students say about that these days?
Oh, man. I probably wouldn't surprise some of them. They think I'm crazy anyways. In a good way.
For sure, buddy. For sure, man. Great memories. What's number one for you, though? When you think about it, Lex, what's the number one memory for you in this stadium?
I mean, I think it's Kansas City because we walked around that stadium. They're playing the Ray Charles Georgia song.
And, oh, yeah.
We didn't want to leave. We didn't want to leave.
I remember.
That day.
Yeah, that was great. That was great. Well, a lot of memories, buddy, and we're going to savor it this Sunday. Thanks for calling up. I appreciate it, and thanks for taking me to my first ever Bills game back in '87.
Oh, good times. Wish we could do it again.
Yeah, you got it, buddy. Well, we definitely can for sure. There, I love that, man. It's my buddy Lex. He's a teacher at Orchard Park now, coach. We grew up together, went to Cleve Hill together, been friends for almost 50 years. Those are the things you remember, right? Going to those games, your first games and friends and people you went with. Let's go to Roy, who's in Dallas. Hi, Roy.
How's it going?
Good, thanks.
Go Bills, baby.
Yeah.
So this was my first time to Highmark, was for the Eagles game this past weekend. I came up with my uncle, and we had an absolute blast, rain and all. Like they say, nowhere else I'd have rather been than right there, right then.
Yeah.
But I grew up, my dad was born in Buffalo, so an uncle, obviously. And so I grew up listening and watching Bills games with him, listening to him yell at the TV, just go, baby, go. And one of my favorite memories was I came out to the living room one day just hearing him yell. I was like, Dad, why do you hate the Patriots so much? And he goes, I don't. I hate Tom Brady. He's not normal.
Yeah. Wow. And I think Tom Brady ruined a lot of people's childhood and early adulthood. You know what I mean?
I think so, too. But he passed away last year, and I was a Cowboys fan before that. But after he passed away, I was like, I got to go be a Bills fan for him.
Oh, man.
It's just not right because he was the third, I'm the fourth. So it's just not right not having a Roy yell at the TV every game day. You know?
Love it. Love it, Roy.
But it was awesome. We went to Adolph's and Gene McCarthy's, had some awesome wings, had some true authentic Buffalo wings. It was awesome. It was an experience I'll never forget. And so I'm so happy I got to make it to one game.
I'm happy for you, too. I'm sorry for your loss of your dad. I'm glad you've been able to honor him like that, though, man. That's awesome. Yeah.
I sprinkled his ashes and on one of the hills just outside the stadium.
Oh, man.
So he'll be there. He'll be where the Ralph stood until the end of time, brother.
Thanks, Roy. Appreciate it, buddy. Man, getting me today. A lot of you are getting me today. Sean McDermott's going to get with us and get with me here in a moment on the Nordtown Automotive Extra Point Show. Let's take a quick timeout, then he's going to be calling, and we'll do the weekly radio segment with Sean McDermott after this timeout on WGR.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.